we're up to that Mem Chesed Beis in the bottom of the Mishnah. We read it yesterday. We'll quickly go through the Mishnah again. Shoy Shahimus Gavin Lechavedi. One Shoy wanted to strike another Shoy. He kissed Isha instead. He struck a woman, Vyotzi Lada, and she miscarried. Potom mid May Vladis. You don't have to pay. But if a Shoy was unintentional, you don't have to pay. The truth of the matter is, a Shoy, even if it's intentional, we learn from Bala Shoy Noki, you don't pay for Vladis. The Gemara will ask. Number two, v'odnam shemus kavla chaved. If a person intended to hurt his friend, v'hikas ishan unintentionally hit the woman, and v'yotzer yaladeh, and the children escaped. And she miscarried. Mishalon meblod. Here you do pay the money of the children. Kate said, Mishalon meblod. How in the world do you assess the value of a child? You don't look at the child on its own. You look at the woman before she was pregnant, and a pregnant woman. What's the difference you would pay in a slave market? Shomin is isha kami yof achla yolda, v'kami yof misha yolda. And we're assuming that she'll be worth more money having the children inside her, so therefore people will pay for the potential, so therefore that's what the loss. I disagree. Im kain, if so, according to one opinion, what we'll see, it means that when a woman has children, she's actually worth more after she gave birth than before she gave birth, because before then her life is at risk. We look at the children in isolation, what the value is, what people pay for a young child just born, and that's the value. V'noisin labal, who gets the money for the child, for the husband, as we learned before the Gemara, that it says you have to give it to the husband, and he has sole rights. He has sole rights to the, even if he's divorced or the girl, we learned before, he has sole rights to that money. The nezik goes to the woman and to her ears. Imein labal noisin liyoshim, give it to his yoshim. She has no entitlement whatsoever to that money. By the zikin it goes to her, even though we know the Yerush Isa always goes to him, so we explain we're talking about kaifer. And by kaifer, because it doesn't become chayiv until after her death. So at the time of her life, it was only roh potential, and her husband is not yashin in the potential, only in the murzik. Therefore, that goes to her side of the family. What about ha'isa shivcha? She was a maid, v'nishtacha, she was freed, and she lived with somebody after she was freed. Like yedis, lived with a gate after they became a gaidim. And then they had no other family, and then when they died, potter, then you're potter, because the man is no longer around. Who are you going to pay to? Says he, Gemara, time with Luchayda. It says the Miskalach, the animal to hurt another animal. Humbus, Kamisha wants to hurt a woman, Mishal, may have loved us. So I be little before them, the Abad Abarava, the Abad Abarava said, Abar, Shah, Noki means that you don't pay to make loved us at all. Who cares if it wasn't intentional or wasn't intentional? Number of Abad Abarava, Shavodim, Shinis, Kavna, Lisha, Tudim, may have loved us, you actually potter. On the Vadabar Ava, who are dealing you right? Don't make that deek. The truth of the matter is, it makes no difference that feeling this governor leash, even the animal intended to hurt the woman, you don't pay for the vladis. Nami ptumi may vladis. I have a hodutani shoy shoy maskavan lechaveri. Why does it then make the Mishnah say the Mishnah that the shoy intended to hurt another animal? Aidi de kaboy le miss the safer. The main kiddush of the safer is about a person. That if the person wanted to hurt another person and by mistake he hurt the woman, he still does have to pay the mevlodis. So therefore, by behemoth, we say he intended to another maybe you don't pay. Make that contrast. The crutch is not the miskavan or miskavan. Odom shoy miskavan lechaveri the hochik tani the hochik zim kro says the posse. Yeah. I did come by the Mr. Sefer. Adam Shahoye Miskavla Chavere, a person sent to his friend. The Hochik Siv Kra, it says the posse, one man was fighting with another man. Therefore, also by Yeshua, we talk about the same kind of a case, even though it makes absolutely no difference. Amadab Papa, Shoye Shinogaz Ashivchem, for sure, Gord A Shivchem. And the Yotri Ladan, she miscarried, Mishal de Mevelodis. You still have to, we just said before, the Shivcha was in the Shtachra, you don't pay Mevelodis because you have it. But if you Mishal, you were Nogecha Shivcha while she was still a Shivcha, and the Yotri Ladan, and she had miscarried, Mishal de Mevelodis. You do pay the Mevelodis, my timer. She has an owner, the Odin. And therefore, the owner owns her, and the Yevelodis are part of her. Chamarta ma barta ba'alma hu da'azik. You just damaged a pregnant donkey. You know, across the pause, Avram said, Shvulachem po'im ha'chamar imachamar. With the donkey, he told Eliezer and Yishmael, Amadim lechamar. Eliezer was an Amadim lechamar. You're an Evid, and you're like a nation of the Chamarim. Keitza, Mishal said, Mishal, how do you pay for the Mevlodis? The Mevlodis, you're paying only for the value of the Vlodis. Also, the woman, apart from the vladis itself, there's also shvach vladis. The woman also looks, healthier and bigger. In those days, being a bigger woman was considered a maila. So the chayla, like all the old paintings, are all plump. So the chayla, the woman herself has some shvach. So why doesn't the Mishnah say you pay the Mevlos and Shvachlos and Boile? Because when you sell her as a pregnant woman, you both costs are included in that. Both assessments. How can I have a comment? That's what the Mishnah means. Kate said the Mishnah will make a lot of us, Vishavach will let us, and the benefit, Shomai is Isha Kami Yofa, actually you only Kami Yofa Shiyolda, and you'll get that when you say that a pregnant woman is worth so much money, included in that is not just the value of the children, but also the woman herself, how she looks, how much healthier. Omer is Bag, Zerash Bag, Yim Kate of Shomai, Shishi Yolim Shavach, Adab Shabag, argued what exactly Zerash Bag is saying. My comma Rabba says, like we said in the Mishnah, Hor comma Vichy Isha Mishbachas Kaidim Shetailit. Yoisim Alachisha, you think a pregnant woman is worth more, has more value than a woman who gave birth? Hallo Isha Mishbachas Laacha Shetailit. Yoisim Kaidim Shetailit. Faket. A woman who gave birth is far, is worth more than a woman who is pregnant because she's at risk. As Tayyah says in the Ksuvis, that women die before men, not because of their childbirth. So the Gemara Elo, Shomines of this, whatever he's saying. Shomin, so this is Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, Shomin es havlodas, you assess the lodas on their own, v'noisin lebal, that's what you pay to the husband. So the Gemara, that's Tana, but we're talking about the price that way, v'chisha mishbachas koidim shatelet yoisim la'acha shatelet, he spells it out, v'lo isha mishbachas la'acha shatelet yoisim, mekoidim shatelet is worth more, elo shomin es havlodas, v'noisin lebal, you assess the children, and you give it to the husband. Says the Gemara,
yeah. So what's the difference between we learning it in the name of
Rav Shimon Gamliel or we learn it? Rav explained. Oh, because that's how old it is. The Bais adds one more line. The Bais adds a line, and not initially says worth more, and he's and the Bais spells out, and after giving birth, he actually worth more. No, that everyone holds because we had before the one from Bais on Bais. Rabbi Akiva was saying it, that you learn out, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that Yerusha is a Baal's the Raisa, because there's the Yadash Oisa. But when it comes to this, the Poskev, Chiyinotsu Anoshim, there it says, you should pay to him. It says, Baal Isha. So anyway, right, Rabbi Amarov says, Hachitan, this is Pshar of Shingamil. He says, Vichy Isha, Lemigisha Yeledis, Mishbachas, That the woman, her improvement is lemisha, wow, to her husband that she's giving birth to. Ein la'atzma b'shvach v'lodas klum. She doesn't have anything directly benefit from the v'lodas. Of the shominess of v'lodas, you assess the children on their own. V'noisin lebal. V'shvach v'lodas, and the shvach of the v'lodas, chilkin you divide. In other words, the vlodas themselves goes to the husband.
The improved value.
Yeah. She gets nothing from the shvach of the vlodas. Yeah.
More explain
that. Yeah, something about right. Tanya Mok, we talk learned. We learned Hamarash Mingle, Chiesha, Lemisha, Letters, Mizbachas, L'Chayr. What does that mean? That there's the children, and there's the improvement of the woman. It's one thing that the children goes to the husband, but she improves herself, that should also go to the husband. If you're going to assess a pregnant woman, you include, as we said in Mara before, including that assessment, is two things. There's the Vlad and the Shvach Vlad. So why? The Vlad, we understand, the Tater says goes to the husband, but the Shvach Vlad, the Shvach of the Isha, should go to the woman. Ella, so if I don't like your approach that you assess a pregnant woman, because in that assessment is included part of the shvach of the vlad. One thing is the vlad, the may vlad, the shvach lets you go to the woman as well. That should be divided. Ella, shomi nezik bifnei atzma, you assess the value of the nezik, how much her body lost value since she miscarried. She was worth, let's say, more, now she's worth less. And v'tzar bifnei atzma, and you also do the pain on its own. And the Vishominis of Vlodas, you assess the Vlodas, V'noisin lebal, and these things go to the woman, because these are her body. Even though we learned before that everything that a woman had goes to her husband, Manaf Kamina. So we explained, the Gemara they explained before, Mambay, that they divorced. After the Hezek, they divorced, she gets to keep all that money. Vishominis of Vlodas, and you assess the value of the Vlodas. The Vlad is the only thing you give entirely to her husband, V'noisin lebal. Of the shvach v'lodas, the improvement from the children to the woman, is that her body swelled and everything else, and is chokin, and they would actually pay money for that. There was some kind of value to that. Both braises were written by Rashbag. One braise supported Rav, and one braise supported Rabbah. It's two opposite braises. Like Kasha. When do we say that a woman who is pregnant is worth less? The first braise? Bimafkedis. You know when a woman's life is at risk most? The first child. The first child, she's at risk at most. Then Rav Shimon Siva says that she's worth a lot less when she's pregnant. But if it's already the second, the third, or fourth child, then all laws of probability say she'll survive. But the first one, she survived. And also things are now looser so that it can come out easier. So then we say the other thing, like, yeah, she's worth more as a pregnant woman. But Rabbanon, who say, Shvach v'ladas nam v'labal, my timer. The Rabbanon says all include an assessment. It all goes to the husband. Why is that going to all go to the husband? Now we learn in Mashma, it says in the Pasig, V'yotzi yiladeh, it says in the Pasig that when men fight and they hurt this pregnant woman and her children came out. And Yideh Shehu Hara, why did the Pasig say, Isha Hara V'yotzi yiladeh? Obviously, if she miscarried him, she was pregnant. Why does it have to spell she was pregnant? Matam alem Hara, lem loch shvachi roi lebal, that not only the yiladeh goes to the husband, also the Hara part. Her improvement, her benefit for that, always goes to the husband. For Rashbag, what does he do with Hara? Hi, Hara, my daughter, we dashen. But boy, like in the Tanya, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, I'm in the Chayba, Ache Yechana, Ache Yakenu, Kenege, Beis HaHiroin. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, the only time that you are responsible is Hara. If you hit in that area, and therefore is the direct result of what you did, you caused it. If you kick her in the foot, and then she miscarries, you're not paying. It's only if you kicked her, but Mokum Hara, in a place that we can link the events that took place subsequently from what you just did. First, the Gemara, Omer HaPapa Loi Teimah Kenege Beis Arayim Mamah, doesn't mean Mamah should hit her straight in the stomach. El Kol Hecha the Solig Bei Shichma Levlah, wherever there's warmth, I guess the whole cavity, the whole torso, that whole area, El HaFuki Yavaregel Loi, but not if it's distant from them like the hand and foot, there you don't have to pay. Gemara Baita, Hoysa Shivcha, she was a maven ishtachar, she's free to get it, potter. Omer HaPapa Loi Shana, so Machleik is interesting, Gemara, Rabbah says, Loi Shana, when do we say, that if afterwards the husband died, since the money is supposed to go to the husband and he's dead, and they have no yosh, the mazik gets to keep the money. When he hit her, the husband was still alive. So the money went over to the husband. And then the ger died. So since the ger died, it's Hefkin, and he has the money ready in his possession. The kivan, the chava ba b'chai hager, since he heard it while the ger was still alive, zocha bahu hager. Who's entitled to the money? The husband. It says, Baal Isha. The kivan, the meis hager, now the ger dead, zocha bahu min hager. So the ger, he is Hefkin, so he was the first one to be zocha. Aval chava ba l'acha misas hager, but let's say he hit her after the ger died already. Who's the first person to be Zeich if there's no husband? It goes to her. The Baal Isha is only while the Baal is alive. While the Baal is dead, it goes to her. So just because he still has the money, but now the debt is hers, he has to pay it to her. Well, Mechayev L'Shlumi, Lord, he has to pay it to her. Omer Abchiza says, Mordi Dichi, the owner of this is saying, Otu Veloda Tzroni, what is Veloda? Some kind of a transfer of ownership or the package over here? Before it belonged to the husband, now the husband's dead, the goes down to the wife. Anachti Gitog, it's always the husband, he's dead, it goes to everybody. For sure the man doesn't pay. The husband's around, the husband gets it. Less Labal Loi, nobody gets it. It's not something that's transferable. It's not transferable. Okay, Rabbi says it goes to the wife, and then and you owe it to her. And Chizah says no, it stays with the husband. So anyone may ask a question. He kiss Isha, you hit a woman, v'yotze yiladeh, her children came out. No, you said nezik v'tzar leisha, and says v'tzmei v'lodes lebal to the husband. Ein habal, if there's no husband, noisin liyoshav to his yoshim. Ein ha'isha noisin liyoshav, but the woman does not give it to her yoshim. So it says clearly it goes to the husband. It's not transferable. She was a maiden and she got free. It says here, so that's a normal case. What about the woman that was in the shtachra? She is zoche. So it seems from here, so zoche, the guy who caused damage is zoche. It goes back to him. So we see it's non-transferable. What's the right from here? The Mishnah says the same lashon. Yet I told you the Mishnah is talking about the husband still alive. That's why when the damage happened, that's why when he dies, you're zeicha. But if he would have been dead at the time, it was only the woman, the money goes to her. So the same with Braisa. Umi adif masnisin. Is this Braisa any strong in the Mishnah? Do kimna we said shechava b'chayi ger you chayvul while the ger is alive and meisa ger hachen ametu shechava b'chayi ger meisa ger ger die no kasha. We boys say, Mark, I can tell you about the Braisa. La'acham is the ger. Talk, you're talking about after the ger died. If after the ger died, according to me, it goes to the wife. You should pay the money to the wife. The Tani learns Zachsa. Zacha doesn't mean that the mazik is Zacha. Zacha means Zacha. As read as if it says Zachsa, she is Zacha. Lema, let us take it to Noyim. Let us say Machlegit Abba. Actually, Machlegit Tanoim. It says. Bas Yisrael Shanisas the gay. If a Yiddish girl was married to a gay, and he's Abramim Menu, and she fell pregnant from him. Somebody wounded her while the husband was still alive. So who gets the money for the blood? Is the husband? No, he says, Mevod the gay. What about Achamis the gay? What about if after the husband died, what you owe money now to the father? The father's gay and he's dead. What do you do? So two prices. Tony Chad, one place Chayiv, you still have to pay to the woman. Is the Charaye that it is transferable, which is Rabbah. And the Tani Chod the Potter, that's non-transferable, and you are Potter, it's like a Chizda. My love, Tanoi Ninu, Le Rabba, Zimor says, you're right. Le Rabba, Vada Tanoi, according to Rabba, Shor Tanoi, one place says that you are Potter, and according to Rabba, what do you mean Potter? You owe the money to the mother. So definitely that Tan does not agree with Rabba, and hold that while, that it's not transferable. El Rav Chizda, Milema Tanoi. Everyone, you want to tell me, it's Rav Tanoi, like Kasha. I can tell you, Harabon, Harashbag. Why do you have to say Tanoi? Say that this is Machlek, is of the Rabbon and the Rashbag. Well, we're talking. What do you mean, Rabbanus Rach? Everyone agrees that the May Vlad is your potter because the May Vlad belonged to the father. It's not transferable. He's dead. You don't pay anything. But remember, we said before about Shvach Vladis? We had a Machlekes. Okay. The Chachamim say Shvach Vladis are part of the May Vladis, and if you're potter on it, according to Rav Chizda, you got to pay the Shvach Vladis, her share. If it's Rashbag that the Shvach Vladis, you got to pay to her. My idiot Lachm is why you only paying it to her after the husband died. She gets half. So what's the gay here? If we're talking about focusing the machlekes is whether the shvach for love is go to her, what's the relevance of the husband dying? What's the relevance of the husband dying? Even the husband did not die, she's entitled to half. So that's the difference. While the husband is alive, according to the Rashbag, the husband's entitled to half, so she only gets half. But if the husband dies, it's not pshat that half gets cancelled. She, since she's already shaykh to half, she gets entire. The boy says, Mahava Rashbag, or it says, Olashbag, Kam Bishvach Vlad goes to her. Kam Bid Mevlad is, and that's the price that says Potter. The Mevlad is not transferable, goes Potter, and the Shvach Vlad goes to her. Amri, let us say, Mishvach Velodis, since Shvach Velodis, when the husband is dead, is transferable and goes to her. So the Chayda, let us say, Demei Velodis, also when the husband is dead, is transferable. Rayat Rabba, Velodis, Lishma Demei Velodis, Umid Rashbag, Lishma Rabbanon, and Rashbag, Lishma Rabbanon as well, that it goes to the woman, just like Shvach is transferable when the husband dies. Okay, but the Rabbanon hold, there's nothing at all, Shaykh, to the woman. But by Demei Velodis, go to the wife. Amri loy no shvach v'lodis. You know why Rashbag holds that is transferable? Since the shaykh yod the bigger value, since half of it goes to regardless. So since she has a shaykh, it's a shvach v'lodis, and the husband now is dead, she'll get the whole thing. Zachi babakulu. The may v'lodis, the money for the child, the loy shaykh yod the bigger value. She's not entitled to any part of the value of the child, of the children. So even the husband is dead, why should it be transferable? Something to do with her. The Torah says, Balish, or the husband of the wife gets it. And therefore the person, the mazik, gets to keep it. That if I owe money to the ger, I can keep the money because it's hefker. What about hamachzik b'shtarois of shel ger? I'm holding on. Another yid owes money to this ger, and he wrote a shtar, and he said, I'm indebted to you for $100. And in the shtar, the din is not only money, but also the assets. And now I have the ger's possession. I'm mining for him. The ger died. So do I get to keep the shtar, and do I get to collect or not? Mao, what's the din? Do we say man the marzik b'shtore, since he's holding on to the shtar, adait to the aru the marzik? It's not just the shtar that he's holding on to; he's holding on to the loan, holding on to the asset. So therefore, the ger died. He, the person holding the shtar, can seize the asset, not the person who owes the money who already has the asset, but the person who's holding on the shtar. So this is the vote. Who we say that the one who's holding on the shtar, I don't want the piece of paper. What's a piece of paper worth? Cover a bottle? I want what's written inside it. So I don't get to keep the shtar because I never intended to keep the shtar. What's keeping inside the kaka? But who has the kaka first? The original owner. Whoever has it. So therefore, the original owner still has it. I still have to come chutz gevain, still have to collect it. So therefore, the original owner gets to keep it. In other words, what do I have from it? Garnished. I don't have it all. So if I have nothing, nor am I kind of the shtar, the lav daita shtar, I never intended to be kind of the shtar. Perhaps daita nami shtar, or maybe he also intended to be kind of the shtar. Even though I don't get to keep the content of the shtar, I can get to keep the document as well. Amalei ana moidi, answer my teacher. What's the machlekes about whether you keep the document? The document has no value. V'chi lotzer apesichasa yutzarich. Why are you even discussing it? What's it do with the piece of paper? Does he need it as a bottle stopper? Amalei yes, lotzer. Yes, he has to stuff his bottles. I need to know the document itself. What's it din? Does he mean the shtar? Does he want to keep the document as well, or just the contents? And now there's no contents garnished. Amar Rabba says. So he answer, he tells him he attack lots of lots. He can. He keeps the shtar. Amar Rabba said, Rabba, mashkin shel yisrael v'yager. If he owes money to a ger, let's say $100, and he gave him a mashkin. But mace again, the ger died, so he no longer owes the money because he's the first person. What about the mashkin?
He takes possession of his deposit.
Yeah, uboy yisrael acha security. Another yid came acha behez, but another yid came and took that security. By tinois and miyada, you take it out from that yid and give it back to the original owner. My time, kiva the meisle ger. Once the ger died, pokale shibude, he no longer owes money to the ger. If he no longer owes money to the ger, what's the security doing by the ger? The security belongs with the original owner. What about faket? Mashkoine shel ger be yad yisrael. What about a ger owes money to Yisrael and he gave it to the yid to hold? The meisa ger and the ger died. The voy Yisrael acha vehechzik boy. Before this yid had a chance to do anything, another yid came and grabbed the whole security. So what's it in this case? The ger owed money to this yid, so he since the security is if he doesn't pay, so he can keep in the security up to the value of the loan. But anything in excess of that. The person who was kind zeichit gets to keep it. This guy only keeps the security as much as the value of his loan, and the one gets to keep the rest. As soon as the ger died, where was the security sitting? In Shimon's field. Why does Levi grabbing it help? Shimon had it that instant, and that's enough. Without his knowledge. Amri, Gemara makes a very big chiddushim, which Gemara is going to change his mind in a minute. Hocha ma'eskin de lesser. You know when your chatzit is kind of even not aware of it, that you were around, so you could have been kind of yourself. So therefore, your chatzit worked for you. It's like your shliach. But you call heicha the isel of the day, whatever you are, the boy makne you wanted, you could have been kind of matzikani. You would have kind of kindly. Call heicha the lesser of the day. Let's say you weren't in town, you're overseas, you're abroad. The boy lemikle matzi, you couldn't get to it. You couldn't be kani. However, the Gemara rejects it. The halach is the lesser bechatzeda. The item security was not sitting inside your chatzed. Had the security been sitting in your chatzed, even though you were totally unaware of it, you would have been kani. Because chatzeda shall even if you're not around. Because the Gemara first thought it has to be like a yad. A yad is always next to you, so even though you're not aware of what's in your hand, but you're near it. But if you're far away, it doesn't work. No, yeah, the chutz is like a shliach, and a shliach, even though it's far away, and zochin lunch over fun. So the Mishnah, going back to boir now, hachayfet boir b'reshusa yachid. Somebody digs up a boir in the middle of the street. Upaschay l'shusa rabbi. Shusa yachid is on private domain. Now, no private domain. If somebody falls in, you had no right to walk in. But what happened was he pischay l'shusa rabbi. He opened it up facing l'shusa rabbi. Which means he made it accessible to Shusarabim, so he made a stomach block. Surely, if the way we're Pshat is, he built it in Shusarabim, the whole entire boir, of course he's responsible. Chiddush, even though he built his own Shusarabim, which he had the right to, but he made it accessible to the people in the street, he's now liable. He built in the Shusarabim, but he had an opening Shusarabim. And what did he do after? And afterwards, he made that access way public. If the access way is closed, then what are people doing there? They're trespassing. Why would he be liable? After he built it in the Shul Yachid, he made it. He opened it up. The Shul Yachid, Achar, or you had one Shul Yachid. So right now we're learning that it make no difference whether you dug it in the Shus Rabim or whether you even dug it and you had a right to dig it, which is the Yachid. But then afterwards you mafkid it, so you made it accessible to everybody else. You are liable as long as you made it public. What about in one Shus Yachid? You open another Shus Yachid. L'chayid no Shus Rabim at all. Chayid. Why are you chayid? Because you made public your section of it. Wherever the entrance is, you had to make that public. If the entrance is private, why are you liable if anybody falls in? Says the Gemara, Tana, but we learned, if you dug a boy, but you made it accessible because the opening is facing Shus Rabim, chayiv, you are chayiv. Comes along, okay, l'chayda, we'll soon say, what about the Shus Rabim itself? Zehu boy, ha'omel, betayda, b'shol. This is the prototype of a boy in the Shus, that the Torah always talks about. So you built it with the Shus, but then you made the entrance. We'll soon see in a minute what it means. This is the boy the Torah is referring to. Okay. So I think what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says, Hifkir the Shus, no. You know what the boy is? If you were mafkir the Shus, you were mafkir the Shus, you made it accessible, even though the boy itself is your. Exactly. Zeu boy on potato. What do you mean, Zeu boy? As if only limited to this? So we have two ways of learning it. Amar Rabba Rabba says, "Beboid b'shus rabim." If you built a boid inside a shus rabim without permission, and people fall in, of course you're liable. Kuli amle pligi the mechayiv. My timer on my cross and pasik. Ki yiftach v'chi yifre. If you open the lid or if you dug a boid naluchayda. If madr someone else dug the boid and had a lid on it, all you did was remove the lid. We hold you responsible. You need to tell me that if I dig a boid from the start, I'm responsible. V'chi imala psicha chayiv akri lekoshkein. Of course I'm chayiv if I dug it up. The Torah is telling you, you know what I'm a chayiv before? Not for ownership. The act of digging, the act of removing the lid, that is sufficient to warrant you that you are responsible. Even though it's what? It's just rabim. There's no ownership in Shus Rabim. But the fact that you dug it, that is what's mechayiv you. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, so everyone agrees that if it's in Shus Rabim, you're chayiv. Loi nechelku. So what's the machlek is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? In regard, Rabbi Kiva talks about a case where you built the boid in your own Yerushus HaYachid. You built the boid in your own Yerushus HaYachid. And then you made it Hefke. So what do you mean? Yeah. Le'nechleku ela be'boid be'shus in your own Yerushus. Rabbi Shmuel holds a boid in your own Yerushus. Even after I made it Hefke, I didn't make it Hefke that I'm taking responsibility. I'm making it Hefke to help you guys out. You want a little bit more space. You want to store things while you're in Yerushus. Pleasure. But I'm not taking responsibility. I'm being a nice guy here. I built it in my own Yerushus. I'm making it Hefke. I'm giving you access. But Rabbi Kiva holds no. Rabbi Kiva holds boid b'shus namin chayiv. When you made it hefker, you're taking full responsibility. That well, not only you're a nice guy, but you're responsible as well. To receive, how do I know? In fact, the pasuk says bal haboy yishalom. The boid has an owner. How can it be case an owner if it's a shus rabim? The owner is that I. There's another case of boid where there's an owner where you built it in your own shus and therefore there's an owner. The receiver says bal haboy the boy the ishle bailin kavnachmana a boy that has an owner. But Rabbi Shmuel says no. If there's an owner, you're not chayiv. I when you made it hefker only for people to access, not to I. What do you mean bal haboy? What do you mean the owner of the boy? He means bal hatakala, the one who created the stumbling block, but not the there's no owner here. Ella, so what do you mean? Shmuel means zehu boir ha'amah b'taider the kamar abakiv. What abakiv means? This is the boy. As if to say, this is the only case of boir. He means zehu boir shepasach boy hakasav tchilat tashlumin. This is the boir that the taider starts out with tashlumin by saying bal haboy yishalom, because it's while the taider is telling when it says in the taider bal haboy, that's mean bal haboy b'taider. By payment, he means that it was built in the shuz yachid and afterwards you made it hefker. Because Boy B'Shus Rabim says another pasuk, Ki Yiftach Ki Yicha, that's what we learn at Boy B'Shus Rabim. Okay, we'll stop thinking tomorrow.